He was in Galatians chapter 6. Getting back a sowing. We was shucking corn this morning. As we was shucking corn, realized one little seed brings sometimes 2 ears to 3 ears. You said, you've seen that? Yes, I have. We had it out in our garden on Base Road. We, about every fourth, fifth stalk, it'd be a stalk there with 3 ears on it. God blessed above and beyond. And the fruits of our labor, what we planted in the ground, come up and God blessed. And if you got good ground, you got good water, good sunshine, and things flourish and grow, some 100, some 300-fold. And David, what was that unreal number you give me? 1,100 kernels on 1 ear, he said. That's what the average. So you imagine 2 ears at least, 22 from one seed to 22 seeds you got from that one. If you planted them again, look what your crop would be. Because those folks, if that makes more corn, it pops up. Now most of it, now I know we're going to eat this and it's going to be gone. It ain't going back to seed. We're going to eat it. But my principle is it's in our lives, as you plant the Word of God in people's hearts, and you go back and water it, remind them that God loves you, I'm praying for you, you're watering it, you're putting that love on it, and people see that, and people, as they see that, they know something's different about you, and they desire what you have in them. And all the other attributes and things of our speech, the fruit of our mouth, giving thanks unto God, people see that, how you're grateful, how you're kind, you're tender-hearted, you're not easily provoked. They see the fruit of the Spirit evident in your life. They don't know it's Bible, but they know something's different about you. You don't get angry, really. You don't get angry like everybody else does. You're not short-fused like other folks are. You have the grace of God evident in your life that something's different about you. Now, let's read these verses together here in Galatians chapter 6. And we'll look down here in verse 6. We'll read 7 and 8 here together. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So what's he talking about? Verse 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit, capital S, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. There's things we sow in life that, and I have three thoughts here. One's sowing, one's showing, and one's stowing. One, we're sowing the Word of God in people's lives. The other ones, we're showing the evidence of the grace of God in our lives, and at the same time, we're stowing up goodies up yonder on the other side. So you're sowing, you're showing, and then you're stowing up fruit on the other side. So there's fruits evidence how we speak, how we act, how we look, and then we have fruits come evident from our lives from other folks, our evidence, and we have fruits on the other side. We don't know until we get there until it's tried by fire to what sort it is. But let us get in here to turn over to Galatians. And the battle, and this is where my heart sunk and I couldn't get away from it. Chapter 6 in Ephesians, just a book over, and I find everything in my life, whether I'm a good witness one day, and the other day I'm not a good witness. What makes the evidence difference in my life? What makes me where I'm bearing fruit one day, and the next day I'm not bearing fruit? One, the praise of my lips helped out that one day. That's why I brung it forward, my hearing aid. I can turn it down. It's real. You hear that? But I'm under this. But anyways, how I went to work frustrated. Now I read that morning, but getting frustrated, how that affected me mentally and physically in my life to where it was, the doom and gloom was on. You with me? The doom and gloom was on already. Troubles come, I was fretting, I was behind, I was tired, I run here, run there, run everywhere, and my fuse was, and I'm getting up, and what thing was, I forgot to sign in. I was late getting there, signing in. I was done starting work, but I didn't sign in. So I went there to sign in, and I meet this guy there. And I started giving thanks by the fruit of my mouth. And before I knew it, I was praising God with my mouth. And before I knew it, there's another believer right there beside me. And we share and rejoice, and my day's better already. He goes, mine is too. Just bam, just like that. Come right out. In other words, my wheel was in the ditch, and I turned back for the road, and I give a little gas, and just come back out and got on the road, and I straightened it up, and we're going good again. Spiritually, that's where we're at. So, and spiritually, we're in a battle. And to remember this battle we're in, and I know, we know all these things, but to make them evident and to practice them in our lives, I think we fail. And then we slip. We go through the routines of life and go through our daily lists. Say, well, I gotta run here and our check mark number one, number two, and we go through, you know, we read, we prayed, and then we run by people and forget. Am I witnessing to them? Did I waste an opportunity? My loved ones are nearby. Did I open my mouth or just, well, they probably don't want to hear it anyways. No, let them know. Let them know. So let's look here and read together. Let's read the whole chapter together and get a feel for where Paul here is going. Children, obey your parents and Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart as unto Christ. Not with thy servants as men pleasers. You ever see people, the only time they do something right, pastor's coming around and all of a sudden, boy, they get busy and the rest of the time they don't hit a lick, you know. And people at work, the boss is gone, they just fumble around, they don't hit a lick, boy. Boss pops in, boy, they're the busiest one there and they're making sure everybody knows that they're there. Hello? We live in a world of deceit. Not with thy service, but as men please, but as servants of Christ. In other words, realizing whether the boss is there or not, you're going to do right no matter what. Because God's watching. God's looking down upon you. Doing the will of God from the heart. Boy, that's where it's at. With good will doing service as to the Lord, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Then he says, finally, my brethren, and he's ending this letter, and he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Is it in your might? No, it's not in us. It's our will to allow Him to take over in our heart. It's allowing God to have full residence. As I said last week, the new ones that got saved, okay, Christ is now manifesting in your life. He has residence. Let Him be president. Let Him be king. He has residence, let Him be president of your life. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is something we physically put on. It ain't a jacket, but it's a bowing of your heart. Putting on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Just to stop there for a second, to realize once we're out in the world, out these doors, there's people you work with, people you see in Walmart, the gas station. Maybe it's someone that just in your family you bump into. And it's going to be evident in your life whether you're a witness for Christ or not a witness for Christ. Because there's something else worn against you to find your goat. Remember we talked about the goat? I try to lock mine up and put a padlock on. I told Pastor, I said, someone's going to find your goat. He goes, he's too tired right now to do nothing. He's all put up and put away. He's in the barn reclining. But we all got a goat, and the devil's trying to find it, to poke it, and make him stick his ugly head out, and then there comes the horns out, and then then are we a Christian? We're not bearing the fruits of Christ, then are we? No, we're not. So let's look here. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Boy, don't we got them. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. And I love these thoughts. It says, your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench some of the fiery darts of the wicked. Well, your Bible don't say some. And above all, now didn't he start, said, finally, my brethren, be strong, Lord, put on the whole armor of God. And down here he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench some of the fiery darts of the wicked. It says all there, don't it? So according to Scripture, we have a means and a way to quench all, not some of them, but all the fiery darts of the wicked. So as he's drawn back, I'll get them discontent with things they got. I'll get them mad, get them where they can't find something. I'm going to give them a flat tire. Anything to find our goat. Get you stressed out where your list is too big for one day. And you're telling, chuck, 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 chuck. You're checking it all off. By the time you hit the end, you're just, rah! I'm going to strangle somebody. We're human, I know. But if we, according to this scripture, though, if we take the whole armor of God and that shield of faith which is able to, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All of them. Every single dart the devil throws at ye, we are able to quench all of them. In other words, repel them. Our spiritual warfare. And it's all about you and me being a witness for the Lord. The disciples were first called Christians, what, in Antioch? Why? Because why? What was the reason? Because what? They was acting just like Jesus. If we're saved, we have Him in us. It's letting Him out of us. That's why this is why Paul got a hold of it. So he's telling this church at Ephesus, hey, you know how you can quench them all? You got some problems? I know how it's done. And we make these things evident. We're not ashamed of our faith. We're not ashamed of God. We're not ashamed of the Bible. We're not ashamed to speak up and say, hey, someone starts talking wrong, I just start walking away. I just find another place kindly, and they know that bothered him. You don't want to hear it. They catch on pretty quick. They catch on to you. I don't want to hear it. If it's discolored, off-collared, I don't want it. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. You notice what this took off with real quick. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness, and this world, against spiritual wickedness place. Look at verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may withstand an evil day, and having done all to stand, stand before having your loins girt about with wrong, with deception, with carnality, with worldliness, with covetousness. All them things are the fruits of the Spirit we just covered. Fruit of the flesh, the fruit of the Spirit. With truth. Sometimes ourselves is the hardest one to get to really, I mean, just be honest with me. Lord, let me be honest with me. That I goof, I fail, But the thing is, not just waller there and stay there to get up and fight the fight. Get up, Christian, fight. We're in a battle. You say, well, we battle not against flesh and bone, against powers. We're in a fight. We're in a fight against the devil. He don't want you to witness. He don't want you to win your loved ones. He don't want your fellow workers, your co-workers, the people, your family, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, your neighbors, your aunts, your uncles, your grandmas, your grandmas. He don't want you to witness. And if he can keep you from that, that's what he's going to do. So to keep our armor on, and look at these real quick. He says, your loins girt about the strongest part of your body. It's the truth you stand on. The truth of God's Word. We stand on what God has said. The truth. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to glory. Why? Because of what Christ did. He says, well, I don't know much Bible. Have you been saved? How'd you get saved? You got a lot to say. Paul, that was his greatest weapon. He just, hey, I was on the road to Damascus. Guess what happened? Light's on. And he'd tell it again. Hey, November 15th, 1988, on a Tuesday night, I was going to church. Guess what happened? Man, I met Jesus. The light of God shone upon me. Amen. I never forgotten it. How'd you meet God? Stand therefore, having a loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, not mine own, but His. The breastplate of righteousness, and my feet shod. In other words, my feet, where they're going, I'm thinking about being a witness. I'm thinking about, Lord, how can I touch someone else's life for You? Not for me, not to put my name on a list, or not to make a list and check in and say, boy, I got this and I got that and I got that one. No, for Him. My feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And taking the shield of faith, where we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of wickedness, and the helmet of salvation. What covers your mind? A helmet. That's what a helmet's for. What football players, what are they protecting? Their brain. Because if they don't use it, they're going to get their brains knocked out. Hello. Roller derby, they put on a helmet. You get on a bicycle on these dirt trails and stuff, motorcycle rides, they put on a helmet. Why? If you don't, you could die. You could die. Taking the helmet of salvation. So my mind is consumed with the things of God. That I can bear fruit for His glory. That I can plant seeds of the Word of God in people's lives. And the ones I've planted, I can water, I can testify, or I can till the ground around them a little bit. If I see a weed, I can maybe come up and pull the weed out so it can grow a little bit better. Hallelujah. Yeah. We're gardeners. He's the husband. We just help Him along. We're just hoes and shovels and God's woodshed. Nothing else. That's who we are. I'm out of time. Bearing fruit for Him. That's what it's all about. And learning that we're in a battle to do this, it's kind of like this guy's planted an acre of corn. He's got 100 coons trying to get on his acre of corn. He's trying to get it out at the same time. He's getting truckloads, but the coons get some more every night. And they get the ripest ones. They're tearing it down and the deer are coming in eating it. Well, guess what's eating your corn? Your spiritual corn. Weeding it out of your life. That you ought to be bearing for the glory of God. That you ought to be witnessing for Him. That you ought to be sowing and looking at folks and not seeing them as trees walking, but seeing them as living souls that need, that's going to heaven or they're going to hell. There's no in the middle. And we're the only voice God has here on earth. God help us to voice it. You're going to be around family sometime. Maybe they won't invite you next time, but so what? At least you told them the truth. Amen. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love You. Thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your Word, dear God. I pray, help us. Lord, truly redeeming the time for the days of evil. Our time's running out to win our loved ones, Lord. These days are clicking by and we may not get another service. This could be it today. We may never have another chance to tell someone about the Lord. We may not have another, might be someone here lost. they may not never have another day to be saved. Oh, God, have mercy. Show yourself today, dear God. Bless your preacher preaching, dear God. May we hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.